behind a self-coaching session where I removed the block that was stopping me in my business. Hi there, and welcome back to another episode of the Rising Tide podcast with Tara, where I share life's experience, knowledge, and learnings with you, and you get to choose if you want to apply it, be curious about it, or completely ignore it if it's not worth of any value at the moment for you right now, and that's totally okay. In this episode, it is a self-serving episode for myself. I did a self-coaching session on Wednesday morning. We are now Friday afternoon. And I had a massive shift. The topic was one that I knew I wanted to work on, but had never come up previously on a coaching session, and it came up. And this is a small T trauma that I had that I wasn't aware that I had up until about a year and a half ago. It was mentioned before as well, but I didn't realize that it was a small T trauma. So first, let me describe the difference between small T and big T trauma. So small T trauma is anything related to losing a dog, losing a job, ending a relationship, losing a loved one. So those would be in small T traumas, like anything that hurts a little bit, activates the nervous system, but it doesn't stop you from being able to live your life. Big T trauma, on the other hand, would be something that you would get from a war, rape, or a natural disaster as earthquakes, tsunamis, and other things like that, where your body's nervous system is overprotecting you, and you might not be as functional in your day-to-day life, and you can physically see a shift. Small T trauma will affect your day-to-day life as well, as you'll see through the session, because it did affect my life. But it doesn't stop me completely from living it. And so how it started? Well, on the business aspect, so I'm doing this abundance challenge and every day questioning a limiting belief. And the limiting belief that I was questioning was reaching out with a new workshop. Like, why am I not reaching out with a new workshop? And looking underneath that, what I wanted to do. And so with coaching, that's why, like, we work with an external goal, which is putting yourself out there, whichever your external goal is. So mine is putting myself out there and reaching out to people, and I've noticed a bit of procrastination at the moment, so that's what I wanted to work on. And we go to the root, and that makes the fact that once we go to the root, and then we transform that blockage energy into actually an energy to create momentum and move you forward. So that's why. So reaching out with a workshop. And my excuse is, like, I can't reach out to people with my workshop because I am waiting for the tool from a book that I'm reading. and it's towards the end of the book. And so I wanted to have that tool to incorporate into the workshop. And I don't have the tool yet because I haven't finished the book yet. And I can't reach out to the clients because I don't have that. So there was a whole, like, I can't because going on. And then I started questioning, like, what do I fear? Like, also, what's coming up as fear? And the fear that came up was, I need to know more. I need to be more prepared. I need to have more experience. All that, I'm not ready yet as I am. I'm not knowledgeable yet as I am. Which, by the way, doesn't make... I'm going to be completely honest and exactly how I think about myself. I'm an incredible coach. By the way, if I'm able to do this on myself as well, I'm just like, yes, this is totally, my gosh, self-advocating for myself, 100%. I have incredible results with my clients and I have incredible results with myself, and my self-awareness to be able to deal with this stuff is just wow. but yes, I have blocks like anybody else. I work on them when they come up, when I notice that they're there. And so I do know that I'm an incredible coach. And actually, this has nothing to do with the coaching. It has something to do with the preparedness and more the sales aspect of it. And I'm still not 100% confident in my sales aspect of it. So reaching out to people, offering my services, and being okay with being rejected. So all that aspect is a different aspect from the coaching world. And so yeah, figuring not to know and being prepared enough. I'm reading out of, like, a board that I take, like, notes out of. And so I fear not knowing enough, so I want to be perfect. I want to have all the information ready so that I can serve the people in front of me to the best possible way ever, like top, extremely like perfect, everything right. So there's a little bit of, there's a part of me that's a perfectionist. I have worked with that part a lot, but it comes out every now and then. And so that's still coming out here. And so it's that protective part. So it's like, why do I want, the fear of not being prepared, not being ready. It's like, why is it, what is it, how is it serving me? I can't. And it's serving me to make sure that I am prepared, that I know what I need to know, that I can show up the best fully possible way to serve my clients and to be present for them. And so as much as the blocks are stopping you or slowing you down from moving forward, they also have a purpose. This purpose is to make sure that I show up the best way possible. So this part here that I've just explained and was a tool that I used for the coaching program. Excuse myself for the yawn. And I started using afterwards in this session some of the IFS therapy. So IFS is internal family system, and it's acknowledging that you have multiple parts within yourself. Like I said, I have a protective part, I have a perfectionist part, I have a people pleaser part, and these are all parts of me within me, and that's totally normal. They've done studies, and you have an average of 15 to 30 parts within yourself, totally okay. And they're just all part of you. So I questioned the protective self, which was protecting me to know, to make sure that I was ready to go out there. How old did I think I was? Because a lot of your parts have been created for a moment that is way in the past than what it is today. Most of your programming gets created and completed by the time you're 6 or 7 years old. That's a human thing. And so if you haven't worked on yourself or created awareness around that since that age, you are living today with parts, with programming that has been stopped and created when you were 6 or 7 years old. So yeah. And so to the question, how old do you think you are? The age 6 came up to mind. Oh my gosh. I am sorry. I am yawning. I don't know what's going on with my body. Right. Thank you for your patience. I shall be patient with myself and accept this present moment as it is. Right. And so with my 6-year-old self, I inquired if there was a memory attached to that. The memory that came up was my sister's accident. She's fine now. It's all good. I'm not going to go into details. But after that accident, I stayed with family friends for a while. While my sister was in hospital and my mom and my dad were figuring everything out. And the feeling that I felt was being pushed aside, being unloved or unlovable, because I wasn't allowed to be included into the situation. I wasn't kept updated. By the way, with this inquiry, there's absolutely zero blame. I'm just stating the fact as how I felt them and what came up into the body. So the story that I was telling myself was that I was unlovable, that people didn't want me. Right? This is a 6-year-old talking, by the way. My six-year-old talking. And so they felt a massive hurt of being let go. And the perfectionist part, and that's how I would function, I'd function till I was 28, 30, was that when I behave perfectly and right, then I would get complimented, I would get praised, and I would feel loved. So from this time forward, because I was pushed aside and I felt unlovable, the protective part says you gotta be perfect, you gotta like shine and prove to people that you are lovable. And my way to prove to people that I was lovable is to be perfect all the time. That's just a little bit of like how it functioned. And so I revisited what happened in that place. And then, I'm going with the yawning. This is a yawning video. I don't know if you're, I'm recording this by video. And if you're listening to this on a podcast and you're wondering what's going on, I'm yawning. So I don't know if you're yawning too or not. That'd be actually, yeah. Let me know in the comments if that's happening or not. Some people say that apparently when you're yawning, you're shifting energy. I don't know. Maybe I am. Ba-dum-bum-bum, and mini break. So, you're looking forward to up to your next level and really go after what you want. Like, you're in a job that you used to enjoy, but you're no longer like happy at it, but you're really good at it. And you're just knowing that something else is missing. Like, I guide you to refine joy within your current job and also find out what's truly alive with you and create little moments of that in your life. And if you're interested in working together, send me an email at hello@tarabauer.com and let's discuss how I can support you in your journey to up-level and create the life you love and want and desire. And let's make it happen sooner than later. Because you're an incredible human being and totally worthy of living the life that you desire for yourself today. Ba-dum-bum-bum. Okay, let's go back to the story. So, after going through with what had happened, I inquired that part that was hurt. How that part would have liked that scenario to happen. So this is a moment where I invite myself, my part that's hurt, to rewrite the story and heal the wound that was created then. And my rewriting of the story, and when I do this with clients as well, I don't ask them to share this out loud. They'll see it in their mind and they'll just live through it. I'm sharing this openly because I'm happy to share this openly, and I think more and more people should share these things openly. Anyways, and I'm totally okay with it. I don't think about, I don't think about how I wanted the situation to happen. I just close my eyes and I just inquire, like, how would I have wished that this moment would have happened? And I just tune in, and there was visuals that came up, and the visuals was that I was brought to the hospital to see my sister, that I was communicated to say, like, this is what happened, we don't know what's going to happen, but we're worried, and it's okay to be all here together. And so my visual was, at the hospital by my sister's side, who I love deeply. Yeah, I'm the oldest sister, by the way. No, she's 2 years younger. And being there, even though unsure, being communicated, you know, and not the whole details, but just saying, like, we're worried. And we're just here to support, right? And being open and communicative, both my parents didn't have that capacity. But I rewrote that for myself. I rewrote that for myself, and I gave myself the moment how I would have liked it to happen. Obviously, it's with hindsight and all that. But I gave that love and the nourishment to myself, to my secure self. That felt hurt, that felt abandoned and unloved because she was put aside. And a lot of tears were shed. A lot of tears and still coming up here. And also, then lightness came afterwards. Because when I allowed myself that love and that openness, and even with the uncertainty, let the curiosity to happen and just be there for support. It's something that, yeah, just really nourished. One of the things as well that haven't been able to feel truly from my parents growing up, because it wasn't presented in the way that I would see it as support, and they had their own way of doing it, which is so not aligned with my way of understanding it, was that I never felt supported. That's the thing, like, whatever I would do, it was always wrong. It wasn't the right way, it wasn't the right way of thinking, it wasn't the right way of acting, it wasn't. And so this moment also allowed me to give me the support. And then the next question that I asked to this protective part that kept me perfectionist was like, are you open to having a different role? So instead of having the protective part, like saying, no, you're not ready, wait for this and hold on, and really like having the resistance with everything that I'm doing, it's like, are you open to like letting that go of that role? And I had a little bit of hesitance. I'm like, yeah, but I'm scared. Like, that's okay. That's okay to be scared. Anything new is scary. And then inquiring, like, what do you want? What do you want to be? What do you want to do? And then, like, felt a, like, beautiful light energy. And it was just like a cheerleader. Your biggest cheerleader, your supporter. Like, I'm here. Name it. Go for it. And I'm going to cheer you on like nobody has ever cheered you on, ever. And I was like, hell yes, let's go. Like, let's do this, because it feels a lot lighter than that. Then, yeah, then the other way that it's been going on. And then I follow the session by like, what's one way you'd like to apply in the next 24 hours this new way of being, this realization? And it's just reminding myself. So reminding myself when I have these doubts that come up, just to be embracing them, accepting it, not trying to fight them. It's a protective part. And giving thanks to my protective part, right? Because at the same time, my protective part is the reason why I show up fully. It's the reason why, like, I will give and create incredible things. And I will under-promise, over-deliver. I will also find creative ways to just one-up every single time, because I can. And I've also created this capacity of keep going forward as well, thanks to that protective part. So yeah, just thanking that protective part of me, that's as much that it's been holding me back on some things. It's a reason why I'm here today, and I'm grateful for that part, always will be. And I'm also very happy that now I've shifted that to be a supporting part. So instead of like saying, you're not ready yet, it's saying, all right, let's go for it. Let's see what you can do, you know, and bring a little bit of play as well in it. That's another topic that I worked on, but yeah, staying playful, giving it a try. If it doesn't work out completely how you wish, that's totally okay. You've given it a try and you went for it. So yeah. And the realization I had, right, is this was a block that I've had since I was 6. I'm turning 36 in 3-4 months. So for 30 years, I've had this for 30 years. Like, it's a long time. And there is definitely, well, there is a lightness that comes with it. And also just like, relief in a way that also came up, just like, yeah, you got this. The That's just a little bit of like notes on the small t trauma. But symptoms of trauma is when something happens that your body is not, it's trying to protecting you, you don't particularly remember it. I don't have a lot of memories from the time till I was 9. Yeah, I suppressed a lot of those memories. I don't know why, I don't know the reason. There's a part of me, like, even as I'm talking, has a feeling that it has to do with this as well. Because there was a lot of things that I wasn't happy and it felt like just didn't feel right, didn't feel awful, or I didn't feel lovable, things like that. That I suppressed these parts of it because I didn't want to feel this, I didn't want to remember this, because it was heavy and it felt dark and I just didn't want to go there. So this is my body's way of protecting me from this. I did this session 2 days ago and I coached myself. So, and also this is the first time I coached myself that deep. I didn't expect it to be that deep. I didn't expect this topic to come up. I knew this was a topic that I wanted to come up because the topic of abandonment came up a few times in the past, and also when a child overreacts or tends to tantrums, they don't know how to express themselves emotionally. They don't have the capacity to express themselves emotionally. I was that child. I would throw tantrums and I did not know how to express myself. This can also be a sign of small t trauma. And so in the last couple of years, there was a few different things that were coming up in what I was reading and learning that I'm like, oh, there's something there, because I was showing the signs from not remembering a specific time in my life to having that overreactiveness, to being disassociated from other people as well, not being able to connect as better as others. These are all small t trauma signs, right? One off, right? It's if you just have one of them, don't, it could be many different other things, right? I have just learned psychology and somatic work and traumas, and because this is, I want to clear all this out. I want to clear all of this out so that I don't pass it on to the people around me. I don't pass it on to the next generation. Should I want to have child? I want it to be able to stop with me. And I want to be able to also to be with other people so that I don't create any situations that generate traumas, multi-traumas in other people. And if I can see things and people are open to talk about it, then I can also like bring it up and say, what happened there? So very trauma aware. And that goes also with like emotional intelligence, because if you're able to express your emotions, then you're not going to suppress them, then you're not going to create small t traumas within the system. All right, and it's all linked. Right. Well, thank you very much for listening to this if you are watching this. And Tara, if you're watching this again, whenever you are, just know that you're incredible, that your capacity to be honest with yourself, to go deep, and to, not bullshit yourself and truly uncover the deepest blocks and the roots of it is just incredible. And I thank you in advance for anything else that you're how to do. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Because you've done incredible things and I cannot wait to see what you're about to do. So go for it. You've got everything that you need within you right now. And way more. And for all of you watching who aren't Tara, for you watching who isn't me in the future, thank you for watching. And if you've taken anything away, do let me know. You can find me you can let me know in the comments where you find this recording, or on Instagram at tarabarot, TARABAROT. And I'll see you next time in a video. All right. Bye. Thanks.